Report, GOP gaining 1 million plus voters as Democrats bleed support. By Simon Kent on June 27, 2022. Tens of thousands of voters who helped Democrats install President Joe Biden in the White House are now happily switching to Republicans. Voter registration analysis released Monday shows. More than 1 million voters across 43 states have switched to the Republican Party in the past 12 months alone. Ballot intentions compiled by the Associated Press, AP, shows. A broad swathe of regions in the country, big and small, urban and rural, report the same phenomenon. Nowhere is the switch more visible, according to AP analysis, than in suburban counties stretching across Denver to Atlanta, Pittsburgh, and Cleveland. The GOP has also reportedly gained ground in counties around medium-sized cities such as Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Raleigh, North Carolina, Augusta, Georgia, and Des Moines, Iowa. All the numbers bode ill for Democrats in a vote which will determine control of Congress and dozens of governorships. In all, roughly two-thirds of the 1.7 million voters who changed their party affiliation shifted to the Republican Party. That amounts to more than 1 million people who became Republicans compared to about 630,000 who became Democrats. A lack of direction by the Democratic Party is contributing to its slide. The AP report states, roughly 4 months before Election Day, Democrats have no clear strategy to address Biden's weak popularity and voters' overwhelming fear that the country is headed in the wrong direction with their party in charge. And while Republicans have offered few policy solutions of their own, the GOP has been working effectively to capitalize on the Democrats' shortcomings. Republicans benefited last year as suburban parents grew increasingly frustrated by prolonged pandemic-related schools closures. And as inflation intensified more recently, the Republican National Committee has been hosting voter registration events at gas stations in suburban areas across swing states like Arizona, Michigan, Nevada, and Pennsylvania to link the Biden administration to record high gas prices. The GOP has also linked the Democratic president to an ongoing baby formula shortage. Biden and Democrats are woefully out of touch with the American people, and that's why voters are flocking to the Republican Party in droves, RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel told AP. She predicted that American suburbs will trend red for cycles to come because of Biden's gas hike, the open border crisis, baby formula shortage, and rising crime. This is not the first time Democrats have been warned of a voting catastrophe awaiting in this year's midterms. As Breitbart News reported last month, the Democrats are in shellacking territory. President Joe Biden is in no better personal territory. The president is underwater on almost every key issue as the midterm elections loom closer. A Redfield and Wilton Strategies survey reported by Breitbart News reveals. Biden's overall approval rating is dying, as 35% approve and 43% disapprove. That gives him a net negative approval of -8%. Even so, that is still far better than his current Real Clear Politics spread, which sits at -15.1 as of last Monday. Notably, Biden fails to perform much better on individual issues. There is only one category that Biden sees a positive net approval. The coronavirus pandemic, as 39% approve and 37% disapprove. He lacks a positive net approval on any other issue. Even as voters turn away from the Democrats and look on Biden with increasing disdain, AP reports the broad migration of more than 1 million voters, a small portion of the overall U.S. electorate, does not ensure widespread Republican success in the November midterm elections. The details about party switchers, however, does present a dire warning for Democrats. Biden supporters are increasingly concerned about the macro effects shaping the political landscape this fall and their party's wayward, even helpless response to key voter concerns, including soaring inflation, rising interest rates and rents, the open border crisis, national baby formula shortage, and rising crime. Put simply, the public isn't buying what the Democratic Party is selling. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent, or email to skent@breitbart.com.